Hi, my name is Tipper Whore. Or you can call me Tipper Whore. You might remember me from the PRMC. Back in the 1980s, I was slapping stickers all over albums, warning people that there was sexually explicit lyrics and violence and just dirty, rotten, filth. Little did I know, this was making people buy the albums more. I really hope they don't say anything vulgar on this podcast.
I feel it from my head down. about just how pleased she seems. Well, you think I'm walking right by your side, but I just watch a dream and slither and slide. Cause my eyes are behind you and my mind is beyond you, and your dreaming ain't no place to hide.
That was their first single. The first song was called I Feel It, and it came from the year 1969. Now you know why I was singing 1969. And the second song was from the album called It's All Meat, and that was from 1970, and the name of the song is called Roll My Own. Great band, very prototype punk, you might say. And you can get this CD. It's kind of hard to find, but if you hunt around for it, it is on Hallucination CDs out of New Jersey. Run a search for it, and you should find it somewhere.
This next song is dedicated to those great phantoms of San Francisco, the lesbian dwarfs. The LDs, we call them, lesbian dwarfs. I mean, they're cutie cute little devils, about 3 foot tall, sort of walk right in you, munching like a amphetamine piranha fish. They're wonderful. They have a sense of history, even, and a notion of literature. They cut off one of their breasts in honor of the Iliad and wear it as a tote bag. They're really wonderful people. They're groovy. They won't ever get in a switchblade fight with them, though. They'll sort of whack you there. You'll be in the tenor section of the Norman Luboff Choir, boy. And next morning, it's on... It's strictly a flap like an upset carp mouth. Anyway, the lesbian dwarfs invited us to their annual tomato orgy. Now, you know about tomato orgies. You've all heard about them. They're just Scushville scene. Just scush around. You put them in your armpits. Scush! You put one on the end of your bad thing. You sort of look like Gary Burton or somebody. You know, find yourself a banana freak and beat on her a little bit. You swim around in the tomato gush. About 3 hours later, it looks like skush gush, man. You look like you're swimming in a menstruating whale snatch, and it's all... The police raided. Right in the middle of our 50-yard dash we had there, when the police came in disguised as lesbian dwarfs, boy, they sort of legs tied up in back, waddling in, squishing around like some sort of ice derby there. Anyway, they came in, and they heard some high-pitched squeaks out in the alley. I don't know what it was, some sort of... Anyway, our drummer, Ken Weaver, saved our lives. In 1 minute and 10 seconds, he ate 173 pornographic drawings by Ben Sean, and he placed twixt his buttocks the largest cocaine suppository in the history of Western civilization. It looked like a petrified pterodactyl egg. I mean, it was huge. But in spite of those spiritual condiments, he could not get high.
Bottle and I started drinking wine. I thought pretty soon I'd be feeling fine, but I couldn't get high. Oh, Lord, don't know why. I threw down the bottle and I whipped out my pipe and I stuffed it full of goodies and I gave it a light. I huffed, I puffed, I smoked and I toked, and after a while my STP. I waited 30 minutes for my body to sing. I waited and I waited, but never felt a thing, because I couldn't get past. I don't know why.
That was The Fugs. That is from a CD set called Electromagnetic Steamboat, the Reprise Recordings. It is limited to an edition of 5,000 and it can be obtained or could be obtained through the Rhino Handmade internet-based site. So check it out. Not sure if you can still get it, but if you can, it is a good one to own. And the name of that song was called I Couldn't Get High. Not sure on the year, but probably looking at late 60s.
I got high. I got high. I got higher.
Talking about taking some of the greatest rockers the world has ever seen and putting their best parts together.
You want us to dig up Hendrix?
Oh, fucking out, peace, Jimmy man.
What I hope to discover is no less than the secret of life.
The king.
Final piece.
A cock collection?
Far out, Jim Morrison's love tool.
Shit, Pete, you stuck Morrison's ding-dong in a jar of acid! Oh. I got the king.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
He may have some side effects due to the divergent body parts.
I can't show my creation to the world if he's a dud.
It's a one for the move up, a two for the gig.
You stole Liberace schlong.
You're a monster.
I've been having a natural urge.
Got me the boner blues.
I want to make you big and hard.
My dangler. My rope it up. My Venus needs.
My bone-headed boner wants to stick it in man's bungholes.
You want it doggy style.
Something like that.
I can't keep having these unnatural urges.
I think the king's a fucking poof.
What do you think, doctor? Can you cure me?
Have you done bad things?
Have I ever?
Can I be a man? Uh-huh.
No, don't do it!
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Classic case of denial.
Busy on the telephone, she's got a lot to say. all of her friends and neighbors every single day. And they don't have anything better to do than to talk about me, and to talk about you. Spreading all those juicy rumors, don't you see they're all big taboos? Cause I really don't care what they gotta say, cause it really don't matter much anyway. And I really don't care what they say anyway. It's just a part of life in the neighborhood. It's just a part of life in the neighborhood.
All right, what a hot band. That is the Reducers from Connecticut. They were a very underrated band of the 1980s. Those songs actually come from a CD called Redux that was put out in 1991. You can get it off their website. Just check the link that I've included. Those songs were, the first one was called Scared of Cops. And man, I have to say that I was scared of cops in the 80s. I used to get stopped for walking down the street all the time for the way I looked. Now I'm really starting to sound old.
Back in the day when I had a mohawk, I used to get harassed by the police just for walking down the street.
And anyways, the second song was called Life in the Neighborhood. I have done an interview with them, particularly with a band member of the name Peter Detmold, and I've been sitting on it for a long time, and I should probably kick it over to Lucky so that you guys can read a little bit more about them. But a great band, you should check them out, and you can pretty much buy all their vinyl, I think, off their website. So definitely explore them a little more if you like.
Yeah.
tell me where we're going. Hey baby, I've got no way of knowing. Oh baby, will you take me to the stars? Static, but I think it reveals your message to me. Watching the blackness, I can see our love fading at a rapid speed. The air burns with static, but I think it reveals your message to me. Watching the blackness, I can see our love fading at a rapid speed. In the blackness, I can see our love fading at a rapid speed. Plan. Death on the installment plan.
All right, that was an ode to the Beverly Tavern. That was the Beverly Brothers. The Beverly Brothers are made up of John Hamilton and Ian McKay, who played in a classic Canadian punk band called the Diodes. On drums for this demo is Cleve Anderson. Cleve Anderson plays drums for The Screwed, who I played last week, and subsequently he also played for many other bands, one of them being The Battered Wives. Anyways, I want to just clear something up from the podcast last week. The Screwed covered The Boys' First Time, which I played, and when I was speaking of the band that is playing Europe that will probably never come to North America, that was The Boys. The Screwed play all the time in Toronto, so if you have the time, you should check them out. You'll have one hell of a good time. Okay, back to the Beverly Brothers. Those two songs you heard were Photographs from Mars. That was originally released by the Diodes on an album called Released, I believe in the year 1979. And I believe the label that they released that album on was Epic Records. Anyways, we have two members playing with Cleve Anderson from The Screw, two members from the Diodes, that is. I am hoping that this will force the other two out of some existence in the UK, and maybe we will have another Diodes release. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. If you're familiar with the band, I am sure you're keeping your fingers crossed as well. Hope to hear more about the Beverly Brothers, and hope to hear more from the Diodes. Okay, it's the end of the podcast. I don't know what to say. I can't believe the time has gone this fast. Times of trouble, troubled waters. I put on something to soothe my weary mind. I put on Dracula's greatest hits. Here's Drac the Knife. Good night.
Old vampire has sharp teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear. But he comes out every night. Shoot, when that bat bites with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows, they never spread. 'Cause old Count Dracula is so thirsty that there's never a trace of red. In a coffin every morning lies a body cold and still. But tonight, dear, he'll awaken, shoo, and go out to drink his fill in a castle in Transylvania. Shoot, lies our hero underground. But don't go near there after nightfall, 'cause old Drac is back in town. For the wolfman, he also lives there. He comes out every time he sees that moon. There's Frankenstein's monster and faithful Igor and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Every beast there, shoo, they have a feast there. Ghosts and phantoms all hang around. That line, it forms on the right, dear. Now that Dracky is back in town. Stand back, old Dracky.